Yes, hi, Guru Jeffrey, and beautiful day here. So I want to talk about brainstorming, which is a technique I've used many times in the past. Is it a technique that allows you to build businesses by creating new and useful ideas into promoting creative thinking within its own employee base. This type of thinking will help to define projects or problems to be worked on, and to diagnose problems by coming up with possible solutions. It will also help to identify possible resistance to proposed new ideas or solutions. Brainstorming is a very effective way of generating lots of ideas, which will then allow you to determine which would be the best and the most cost-effective way of coming up with the answers. I've used brainstorming as a very quick method in very many companies and organizations over the past 30 years to sort out problem solving as well as collectively gaining new ideas for moving the business forward. It is always a very good idea to bring somebody in from outside the business to run these meetings, such as a business mentor, coach or consultant, because they are from a different sphere and will help you give impartial and set values into the brainstorming sessions. The first stage, of course, is to set up a few meetings with the CEO, board of directors, or proprietor of the business. These meetings will find out what is required. Also, it'll set out the parameters and objectives that the organizations are trying to achieve. The next stage is talking to all the employees involved to draw out their ideas and, of course, their views. The most effective way of doing this is by groups of between 5 and 12. Larger groups are very difficult to control in the time that has been allocated. It is important that no management are present, as these really do impair the shy people to saying what they might want to say. And for those employees who want to make an impression, this allows far more balance in a brainstorming session. Benefits to the business through brainstorming are numerous. It is a technique that allows businesses to generate new and very useful ideas. It promotes creative thinking with its own employee base. It helps diagnose problems by coming up with possible solutions. It helps identify possible resistance to propose new ideas or solutions. It allows you to determine the best and cost-effective way of coming up with answers. It is a very effective way of generating lots of ideas. This type of thinking will help to define projects or problems to be worked on through simply taking time out productively by using a very tried and tested method, empowering your staff by brainstorming. Brainstorming sessions, when run within a solid framework, are a very cost-effective method of allowing freedom for the teams that are working within the group to generate lots and lots of new ideas that will allow and help it go forward. All these ideas come forward from the company's employees themselves. They also feel that they have been empowered and pleased at having been involved with the future and long-term development of the business. For the employees look at these sessions in a productive and constructive way, they realize that they are getting their issues, problems and ideas over in an informal and very relaxed manner. With the sessions being run and cheered by an outsider, who will also put their own creative and innovative ideas as well, they will be more likely to be more comfortable about what they're doing. Brainstorming is an effective team-building exercise, because when you have individuals of varied people within the organization working together generally in groups of perhaps 12, up to 12 people, the synergy produced is fantastic and very rewarding to the employees. However, I must say they should always be conducted in a very relaxed environment and in a relaxed manner. When participants feel free to be silly, that's great. They will stretch their minds more and will produce far more creative ideas. Now, you can download this off my website. Guru Jeffrey signing out. Thank you very much for listening. God bless.